Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yay! Welcome to Pigskin Nation. It's great of you to join us. I am Chucky Pigskin, and with me as always, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Lou from Brooklyn Matters. Yeah!
Yay!
Give some applause, damn it. Also joining us, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have Mr. President, Mr. Hollywood, Tony P.
Oh, yeah.
And the crowd is roaring. And the crowd is going wild.
Sounds like an AEW show. AEW show right there. It's loud and applause.
So what's going on, guys? What are we doing tonight? We ready to talk about some football?
Yeah, I got to get Let me get our points out.
Bro, you're supposed to have that.
We can.
We got enough to talk about, though. We got a. Let's see. What do we got? We got. I'll tell you what. Why don't we start out with Big Lou? Lou can tell us what's going on in his neck of the woods up there in New York. What's going on over there, Lou?
The New York Minute. Tick 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 tick. The New York Minute. Do. Okay, I'll edit that in later. New York Minute.
Where did Lou go? He got quiet on.
Lou.
It was sounding so clear.
Oh, Lou.
Hell.
I'm not in the house. Where'd he go?
He was sounding crystal clear, man. And now he's gone, just like that.
Oh, well, we lost Lou. I don't know what happened. Let me try to... we'll just have to go with Tom. I'm nowhere near the house, so we lost Lou. Okay. So nothing is happening. Nothing is happening in New York, I guess.
Yeah. The New York Minute is timed out, baby. The New York Minute is timed out.
All right.
So,
well, I'm not gonna be in the house for a while, so.
Oh my goodness gracious! Already. I mean, are we gonna continue this? Should we restart? Should we just keep going? What do you want to do? Well, shit, now I'm gone. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Oh, we're there. Okay. It said Bronx, New York.
It's not there. Do you know how far I had to go to get back to my house?
Right, but it said on my caller ID, Bronx, New York.
Yeah, but what happened with your phone? That's what
no,
I
pressed the speakerphone button and it did so.
Let me go all the way back to the fucking car, all the way.
All right, so let's do
it. It was nice and fucking easy.
So now we have to go through the whole thing again with the woman?
Can't hear Chuck, so he's not on.
Right, but are we on?
I'm here, man. I'm right here.
All right, Chuck is there. All right, good.
All because Lou's phone dropped.
All right. So we're all right. Things happen. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not like I was 10 blocks from my house and I had to run home or nothing.
Oh, another thing. The Jets signed Trevor Siemian, the quarterback, 31-year-old. He to the practice squad. So they,
man, the thing about Trevor Siemian, I mean, he fucking sucked 10 years ago. You think he got any better?
He had a couple of good games, but they signed him. I don't know. That's what they did. And that's it. And Aaron Rodgers is really sticking up for the kid quarterback, really. And he didn't like what Joe Namath said. Joe Namath meant it, too. He said, get rid of this kid. He says, haven't you seen enough of him after 2.5 years? And because they're keeping him because he's only 22 and he was the second pick in the draft, you know, in 2021 or 20. And that's the thing with that. And with the Giants, Saquon Barkley is a maybe for their game. And their lineman is back. I forgot his name. Yeah. But look at the Giants. They beat the team that beat Dallas. Right? Arizona Cardinals. And Dallas lost to them.
You got a good point there. The Giants beat the team that
they beat
Dallas.
Yeah.
Does that make the Giants better than Dallas?
And Dallas didn't do gots with them, right?
I mean, the Cowboys lost to the shittiest team in the NFL.
But you want to know something? I think the Dallas Cowboys, their quarterback is just not great. You know what I mean? He's good, but then, you know, in tight spots, he makes mistakes. And...
Oh yeah, I've had
while we weren't on the air, Chucky, did you do the Cowboys kick two step, the Texas two step?
Cowboys.
The Texas two step, man. So basically you had Dallas Cowboys taking a shit. All right? They took a big dump.
What is the fan saying? In Dallas, about
the fans are already calling. It's outrageous, man. They're calling out, you know, God, which rightly so, right? I mean,
yeah,
it's a big shit. God can't ever win the big game, right?
Yeah.
And the whole team though, 10 penalties in the first half alone. How the hell are you going to win a game like that? 10 penalties in the first half, and then you have on the other hand, you have the Texans. Oh, and by the way, Cowboys. You know, I'd like to reiterate, lost to the shittiest team in the NFL. Just got outplayed. And then, on the other hand, you got the Texans, who played, you know, the noon game.
Yeah.
And they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, with the rookie quarterback, right?
Yeah, well, he's not a rookie, but, you know, still. Trevor Lawrence, right? I mean, so, yeah.
The quarterback is a rookie on Arizona Cardinals.
No,
that guy is.
The quarterback is a rookie for the Texans. Yeah, and by the way, CBS recently busted out with their list of, you know, top-ranked quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And C.J. Stroud, quarterback for the Texans, is sitting at number 10. Nowhere in the top 10 do we see Dak Prescott.
There's a lot of other quarterbacks that C.J. Stroud.
What about Andy Dalton? This guy came out from nowhere. I thought he was retired. The guy with the red hair, and he wins a game Sunday.
Yeah, who is he playing with? I saw him on the bench the other day.
I forgot. It's not Cincinnati, is it? No, it ain't Cincinnati. Because Burrow's played. What team does he play for? Somebody was missing a quarterback.
Oh, he's playing with the Panthers. He's back to quarterback for the Panthers, but that petite Bryce Young, and I will repeat that, the petite Bryce Young, who I say he's never going to make it in the NFL. He's just too fucking small.
Yeah.
Anyway, so apparently
right.
He went down. I didn't see it.
Right.
But
he first went down, and second...
now you got Andy Dalton.
Yeah. Out of the first and second picks, they had the quarterbacks. The kid that's only 5'10", how is he doing? And the other guy that's taller. Which one is on the two picks? Who won the picks for the quarterbacks this year? I can't remember.
So the Panthers got the first pick because actually it was going to be Chicago, but they traded away.
But is he the guy that's short and everybody was saying he didn't have the height, or is it the other guy?
The Panthers took Bryce Young, and the Texans took the number 2 pick and got C.J. Stroud, who I thought
right, that's the guy that's
6'2".
Yeah, he's
yeah,
good.
I thought C.J. Stroud was the better of the two quarterbacks.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden he's on the top 10 list for CBS. And beating out a bunch of other quarterbacks, by the way. And I don't have that list in front of me, but still, it's pretty impressive for a rookie quarterback.
Right. He doesn't
being the
get
top
rattled.
Considering you've got all these other badasses out there.
Right.
But I digress. Back to the Texas two-step. So, yeah, the defense is all, the offensive line for the Texans found a way to protect C.J. Stroud this week. They got, like, most of their line guys are hurt right now.
Yeah.
So that was actually impressive because the kid took 10 sacks, I believe it was, in the first two games alone. So, you know, they had a good game, the Texans, and the Cowboys had a bad game, and that's about it for the
Texans. Hollywood, you got to tell us about the Denver Broncos. How are the people reacting? Is there anything going on?
The Denver Broncos, is that a team? I don't know what you're talking about. Let's start with the Mile High Minute, okay? The more Mile High Puff or whatever it is.
Did anybody
The CU Buffs lost, but they covered the spread because it was a 40-point. They were 40-point underdog and they lost by 37. So the CU Buffs lost, and then Dion, everybody was giving him shit. Everybody was giving him shit about the CU game because he lost by so much, but, you know, they weren't expected to win. Now,
the Dolphins only gave 6.5 points.
I'm not there yet. I'm talking about CU. If you pay attention, that would be nice and listen.
Oh, CU.
Okay, good.
That's right. They got ripped. That's it.
I just said they covered the spread, though, because they were 40-point underdogs, 40-0.
Right.
40-point underdogs. So the game itself was fine like that.
How many points did they win by again? They scored against
the CU?
Yeah.
Told you, 37 points.
Oh, they missed by 3, right.
So they didn't cut. So they were able to cover it. But
I wonder what the amount of people that bet them and bet the team given 40. They all took Colorado U thinking, wow, all them points, right?
Yeah, but they weren't. But if you know, they were right about it. It wasn't a unsuspecting blowout like a certain other game.
Yeah,
but,
right.
If you recall, last week I said about the humidity is going to kick the Broncos' ass, and it really did. And the guy should have really just broke the record. But aside from that, it's humiliating and embarrassing, and the entire state is calling for Vance Joseph to be fired, and nothing is happening. Peyton is—he hasn't said anything.
Oh, you know why?
Nobody's getting fired.
The coach The coach doesn't want to fire somebody after two or three games. He'll get fired if they lose against the
if they lose to the Bears, if they lose to the Bears, he's gone. If they, if the defense, now here's a couple of things that we can go with this a couple of different ways. First of all, the coach of the Dolphins was the former ball boy of the Denver Broncos, and so the ball boy of the Denver Broncos beat the Denver Broncos.
He's a nice guy for not kicking that field goal, a chip, a field goal the guy would have made easily. And they could have broke the record for most points ever in the NFL. Instead, and they scored 70, which was the most scored since 1966. 70 points, yep.
70 points. Now, there's a few ideas of what's going on. First of all, the Broncos not doing well. It had probably a lot to do with the humidity because it was 110% humidity. So it was the Broncos usually play weird. There's no humidity out here. So that definitely kicked their ass because it hasn't been hot in Colorado. It hasn't been really, like,
they showed
sweaty. So
clips
that,
of that game
that,
in Miami,
but
they were soaking wet. They were sweating.
And also, they also think that they were playing under what they should in order to make Vance Joseph have to leave. But now at 0-3, most people think that the season's over. If we lose to the Bears, of course the season's over.
But the people in Denver knew that it wasn't going to be a super good year. Even what's his name? The new coach said it. You know, we're going to try to win every game we play.
There's a difference between having a good year and then just being awful. Yeah. And the people in Denver are sick and tired of losing, and that's all we do. And that's, we haven't had a winning season in ever, and we're the Denver Browns now. The streak, Denver streaks, the skid marks. The skin marks. And that's the Rocky Mountain High for this week.
Now,
let's go to
over the games and
last we left 17 for Chuck, 17 for me, 16 for Lou.
Okay, now we'll start the week three, NFL week three. Start with the Thursday game of the 49ers against the Giants. We all picked the 49ers. What did that wind up? It's a 49er win, I guess, right?
The 49ers? No, I don't have that. I don't have any information.
Right, he's not home yet. That's right.
But are you in New York? Are you a Giants fan? Wouldn't you know?
The
49ers won, right.
How do you know? Are you sure?
Yeah.
And I know I picked the 49ers.
We all picked them. We all picked the 49ers. Right.
Are you sure they won?
Yeah. The Giants lost.
Hell yeah, they beat the Bears.
Yeah, they beat the Giants, the 49ers, right. Okay, the
all
next
right,
game.
So 18-17. There
okay. Let's go to the Sunday games now. Patriots against the Jets. I chose the Patriots.
I know.
Right,
I did.
And me and Chuck picked the Jets. Well,
and you lost.
Yes.
Good morning.
I win.
Look at that.
All right. Here we go. The Bills played the Washington Commanders, Redskins, right? So you picked Bills, Chuck picked Bills, I picked the Commanders. Now, what was the outcome of that game? Bills.
I don't know.
Oh, man, I don't like that.
Nobody knows.
Oh, man. Wait. I may have to get paper here.
Are you sure?
Who won?
No, you don't know.
Right.
He's just saying that so he can get the point.
Right. I'm going to see. I have papers from the last so many days. I'll see if I have a Monday paper. Here's Monday's paper. They should have the scores. Okay.
I'm telling you, man, the Bills fucking won that game.
Oh yeah, I but we got to be sure.
He
you
doesn't
know,
know. He doesn't know for sure though. That's
right.
The thing.
I'm gonna see. Look, look here. I'm gonna get to the scores now. Let me turn the pages here.
Turn the pages.
The pages of life.
I'm telling you, the Bills won, man.
Yeah, but we got. I gotta have something here to see the scores until you reach your house.
I don't know the score, but the Bills won.
Yeah, the Bills did win. I know that, but we gotta be sure of it. Here, all right, let's see.
We totally have to be sure of it.
Bills won 37-3. All right, I got the thing here. All right, I have it now.
37-3, is that good enough for you, Tone?
Yeah.
All right, 19-20-17.
The next game. The Miami Dolphins against the Broncos. I picked the Broncos. Hollywood picked
the
Broncos.
Point. I did not pick the Broncos. I picked the Dolphins.
I put it there.
I picked the Dolphins. I did not pick the Broncos.
Well, I'm a loser. I know that. I had the Bronx. So it's
you.
You
had the Broncos.
Yeah. So it's you and Chuck get the Dolphins.
And then Lou at 17.
It was
hard last week to vote against the Broncos, but I did because
that's probably why I
lose.
Put it down and I didn't hear you when you probably because you was talking all week that you had the Dolphins, right? So here we go, the Jaguars against
I
the Texans.
I the Broncos. I mean the Dolphins. I
you
picked
the Dolphins, yes.
Of course I did.
Yes.
Right. The Jaguars.
Point.
Jacksonville against the Texans. We all picked Jacksonville Jaguars. And here, let's see this. Jacksonville Jaguars. Where's Jacksonville Jaguars?
We all picked the Jaguars, so I didn't get
Jaguars
the
lost.
The
Jaguars lost.
And I didn't pick the
We
the
all
Jags.
Picked the Jaguars.
Well, that's good.
So three.
Lou has only won so far. You've only got 1 point
so far,
Lou.
Here we go. Lions against the Falcons. I picked the Lions. Chuck picked the Lions. Hollywood picked Falcons.
Picked the Falcons.
So here we go. Lions won.
All right. So
20-6. Yep.
21.
So I get a win.
21-18.
Okay. Here we go. The Cleveland Browns against the Tennessee Titans. Right? Let's see who won this one. Cleveland Browns, Tennessee Titans. Browns win 27-3. And I had it. We all had them. We all had the Browns.
The Browns are going this year. They're a good
right.
team. Aren't they 3-0? Aren't they 3-0 or is that just
Wait, but the Browns lost.
Me.
Or did
no,
they win?
No, Browns won. Browns won 27-3.
I got the information in front of me now, guys.
Oh, you got it now? Good. All
yeah,
right.
I'm
now
good
close
now.
This. You that's your
it's
job.
22-19. Me and Chuck
right.
are tied at 22.
Right.
Lou
he
has 19.
Here we go. The Chargers against the Vikings. We all picked the Chargers.
Yeah.
So who won, Chuck, that one?
28-24. Chargers won. Kid Herbert is looking good again.
Oh, man. I love that quarterback, man.
But the fans are calling for the head coach to get fired.
Of the Chargers?
Of the Chargers, yes.
Why? They have two wins.
I didn't look into it, but I just saw the headline.
Right.
So, yeah, they're looking into the
– So, but they only have one loss out of three games, right? They win two?
Well, they don't like the way he's coaching, so
well,
they want him gone.
Needs to get fired, Vance Joseph. It needs to get fired. That's fucking freak. Two times.
There we go.
Two times.
Ravens against the Indianapolis Colts.
The Colts.
Chuck picks Ravens, Hollywood picks Colts, and Lou picks Colts. Who wins the game?
And the Colts won the game 22-19 in a freaking upset.
Hollywood
and that's because
win.
Anthony Richardson went down.
Yeah.
And Gardner fucking Minshew, long-haired Gardner Minshew, with a mustache, looking like a porn star.
Yep. And you want to know something? Everybody said, don't knock that guy Minshew. He's not a bad backup. And look at him.
He's a good backup. He's got that magic, you know, like big magic, except he's Minshew magic.
I love the quarterback. they sat him out for this game. He's going to play, though, this Sunday. Richardson.
Is he?
Chuck.
Yeah. So
Chuck
is
at 23, I'm at 24, lose at 21.
Colts.
All right.
Here we go. The Green Bay Packers against the New Orleans Saints. We all pick the Saints. We all lose. Of course, I know the Packers won.
Well, that sucks.
Jordan Love had, at the end of the game, really. That guy,
what are the Packers' record? What is their record now, the Packers?
I don't know.
The Packers are currently, let's see here. I don't know, but the Packers are looking good. Jordan Love is looking really good.
Two and one or something like that.
Yeah, they're 2-1. The Packers and the Saints are both 2-1.
So we get three losses there. All of us get a loss. And we come to the next game, Seattle Seahawks against the Panthers. I picked the Seahawks, Hollywood picked the Seahawks, and Chuck picked the Seahawks. Who wins?
We all win. The Seahawks won. Geno freaking Smith looking really good.
I'll tell you, he was crap when he was on the Jets. He wasn't too good, man.
Yeah, he was crap when he was on the Jets. Right. And let me tell you something, Lou from Brooklyn Matters. When he came out of the draft, the Cowboys were having a lot of problems at quarterback. We had Tony Romo, right? But we wanted something fresh. Everybody wanted something fresh. Tony Romo was on his last legs, and I wanted them to pick
Geno Smith will have
a
good game.
After his first season, I was glad that we didn't pick Geno Smith.
Geno Smith, man, he plays good one week and bad the next. I'm telling you.
He's developed nicely, and now he got a good money contract from the
Seahawks. And he surprised people because everybody's always letting him go, you know? So I have a win. We all get a win on the Seahawks. And we go to the next game, which is the Chiefs against the crappy Bears. We all pick the Chiefs.
Obviously, we all get the point. 41-10. The Chiefs just decimated the Bears.
Yep.
The Bronco game, it's gonna be a horrible game, but it's probably gonna be low scoring. Or it might be high scoring because the defenses, they both suck. Russell Wilson's gonna.
If
have
the
to
Broncos don't beat
arm.
That team, if they don't beat them, man, then something's wrong. Really.
Something is wrong. I feel it. I smell it.
We have
what the Rock is cooking.
Three wins there.
I smell what the Rocky Mountains are cooking, and I don't like it. Russ is cooking. I smell what Russ is cooking.
So,
and it came from the bathroom. Remember that? I just came from the bathroom.
Yeah.
I smell what the Rock's been cooking. That was Triple H. Remember when he put on the black face? You can't do that.
We all get a win with the Chiefs. So we go to the next game, the Cowboys against the Cardinals, and we all picked the Cowboys. They stabbed us in the back.
How in the hell could you pick the Cowboys, Lou?
I picked because I felt that they were a good team, right?
Yeah,
and the Cardinals couldn't play with them. And all of a sudden, man, look at this, right? The Giants. And I said to myself, the Giants beat them. Then Dallas has to beat them, right?
It's embarrassing.
Right.
It's
freaking embarrassing, man.
So we all have a loss.
I was on board, Chuck. I was on board with you. I was there with you. We were all there with you.
Even though I was not on board with you on your game, you were on board with me, and for that I thank you. The Cowboys were favored to win by 11 points.
Yeah.
They lost by 12.
And they just played like they didn't care, right? That's what they were
saying.
They
lost by 12 points. They were picked to win by 11 and lost by 12.
Did they have any sacks, the Dallas, defense?
I honestly don't even remember that. It was just an awful game.
Anyway, we all have a loss.
It's
on
26 to 27 to 24, by the way. 26
there we go.
For Chuck, 27 for me, 24 for Lou.
Pittsburgh Steelers against the Raiders. I picked the Raiders. You and Chuck picked the Steelers.
So, yeah, we had one sack in that game.
Who won?
Anyway, the Steelers won. Beat the Raiders 23-18, and all of a sudden the Steelers are looking pretty good.
Man, I remember I saw the end of that. That was wow.
And
that's
I hate
because
you're not
doing
good.
Their quarterback was knocked out of the game. That's why they lost that game, the Raiders.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo with 324 yards, 2 touchdowns. However, 3 interceptions, and that, my friend, was the difference in the game.
So I get a loss, and you guys get a win.
27-28-24.
Here we go.
I want to point out, Kenny Pickett, 16 of 28. That's the quarterback for the Steelers. 16 of 28. Only 235 yards, 2 touchdowns, but no interceptions.
You would think the Raiders would win that game, and they didn't. Well, here we go on Monday night. Eagles against Buccaneers. I picked the Eagles. You guys picked the Buccaneers. Score?
And so obviously the Eagles beat the shit out of the Buccaneers.
I won that one.
25-11.
Chuck and Hollywood had losses, and I had the Eagles. Yep.
Was there 2 games on Monday?
Yeah, there's one more. The last one of the Bengals against the Rams. I picked the Bengals. Chuck picked the Bengals, and Hollywood picked the Rams. I guess we won because the Bengals did win, right, Chuck?
Yes, the Bengals won 19-16.
All right. Wow, that was a close one. So me and Chuck get a win. Hollywood gets a loss.
And that's
the rundown for last week. And
all right, so we
you
want
to do
week
after,
27,
after,
20, after, yeah, 27 to Chuck for Chuck, 28 for me, and 26 for Lou. Chuck, you got 10 right out of 16. That's not bad. I got 11 right out of 16. That's not bad. And Lou, you got 10 right out of 16.
Right.
So that's not bad either. We're over
50%
at least.
If I picked smartly, I would do better. I pick with your heart sometimes.
You started at 16 and you ended at 26.
Right.
You got 10.
I was winning in the first Sunday, right? You want to do this after the break? Like, handicap this week. We're not going to have a break. I don't care. All right. It's up to you.
We're
going to
have a break. But I need to know where the bumper's at for the World Generation
podcast.
It's under
podcast. Bumper. It's a commercial, not a bumper. It's a commercial.
Okay, gotcha. Still, you know how many fucking commercials are on?
You know what they're going to do?
One day they're going to have artificial intelligence, AI, right? Handicapping football. I could just picture it, right?
All I have to do is think about it, and there it goes. It plays kind of like, they almost already do have it. I'm going to say they do have it. Because sometimes I'll be driving around thinking about a product, and next thing you know, I
and
get
it's
a
fucking already there, right?
Before, and I'm just thinking about it.
Like somebody made $1 billion on it already. But that
how in the blue hell do they do that?
Like they would make people subscribe probably, and if you subscribe, you log in, and you would play against an AI, and he would make, you know, they would make something where it's interesting.
It's Madden. I told you, Madden, you can simulate an entire season, and they do that, Matt. They simulate Madden.
Yeah.
That's technically AI simulating the football game.
Yeah.
And has Madden ever been right about the Super Bowl? What's the right, what's the
Madden
percentage?
Is dead. That guy, that
not him,
name.
The game,
right.
Madden,
that's it. His family gets money for that, right. They must get, like, checks in the mail for that. Because that
check
game,
is in the mail.
Madden, yep. It's
so
on every...
when we come back from the break, we're going to continue on with the
handicap.
Worst losses? I think we already did that, maybe. I mean, it had to be the...
We got
to
go over just the Sunday game coming up.
The Broncos. But, yeah, when we come back from the break, we're going to go over the picks for this coming week, which is week 4. So stay right where you're at. Don't go anywhere. And we'll be right back right here, Pigskin Nation.
Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
We welcome you to the Lone Star State with big wide open arms. But if you're trapping litter, well, that's cause for some alarm. You gotta keep our environment clean, and that's the honest truth. So don't you mess with Texas, lest you wanna get the boot. Go don't mess with Texas. This land is for me and you. From Dallas to the valley, every highway looking dandy. So future generations can enjoy too.
If your hair doesn't have enough body, and your body has too much hair, then try new White Drain Shampoo. Fortified with sterile conium chloride, White Drain Shampoo gives your hair the Chrysler shine.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation, or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast.
Now back to the show. Welcome back, Pigskin Nation, week 4 predictions, results, worst losses. We're here with Chucky Pigskin, the United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood Tony P, and his father, Lou, from Brooklyn.
Yeah,
we are talking football. Before we do continue, though, I'd like to welcome back Patches to the show. My cat Patches, little bitch, had been gone since fucking Thursday night. the last time we saw
what
her.
What color is it? Color is the
she's
cat?
She's a calico.
Oh, all right. They're cute, yeah.
Patches, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, she had been gone because, you know, I recently got her fixed, so she was out whoring.
Oh,
she was out whoring.
Thought she could do stuff that she can't do no more, right?
So, yeah, so today I finally caught her. And she was here in the area, and I actually ran into her, and it was quite lovely. It was quite a lovely moment.
Right, because it's not right when you lose a pet. That's sad. That's right.
Oh, it was awful, man. It was fucking awful, man. But, you know, we got her back, and
I
she's here.
I had my cat, he's
so
dead
yeah.
now, that he ran away for 3 months. How's that? And then all of a sudden, I look out my window, and I see him in front of the lady's garage across the street. And I went with a can of food because I thought he'd get paranoid. I put the can of food down. I says, his name was Gus. I picked him up, brought him in the house. Because at the wintertime, it's a good thing he ran away in the early spring. And then, like 2.5, 3 months later, I brought him back in. I thought we're never going to see him again. That's it.
Perfect. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got one missing right now, Gunner. Shout out to Gunner. He's been gone a little over a year now, so hopefully
someone else got him as a pet problem.
Either that or maybe an owl took him. Who the fuck knows?
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
so
you guys got a lot of that wildlife stuff. Yeah.
Let's continue. Before we get into predictions, are there still undefeated teams? I know the Broncos are they're not the only 0-3 team, are they?
Well, it's funny you ask that. Undefeated NFL team. Well, let me pull that up right
Kansas
now.
Kansas City
teams
is not
undefeated.
They
obviously
lost
Kansas City, yes. Kansas City. Miami Dolphins 3-0.
Oh, that's right.
Philadelphia Eagles 3-0. San Francisco 3-0.
And that's
and
it.
And where are they? Where are the Chiefs? Have they lost?
Chiefs
2-1. They lost their first game.
Right,
they lost their first game.
That's right. They had that humbling experience.
Yeah.
So yes, the Dolphins, the Eagles, and the 49ers remain
undefeated. Yep.
So
ready.
Moving on. Guys, we got
start,
some badass games on tap.
And the Broncos they wouldn't even get the first pick. Do you know that? If they're 0-3, but if the draft were to happen now, they wouldn't even get the first pick.
Because
they get pick number 2 because there's one team worse than them. What is the team that is worse than the Broncos? The other 0-3 team. Which one is that?
Is it
who
the
is
Jet?
The Bears. It's
the Bears.
It's
oh,
the game
Bears.
that 0-3 and 0-3. Both teams are going to be playing this week, each other. That's crazy. That game is going to have a lot of eyes on it for a lot of different reasons. People want to either see the Broncos
The United States of America is expecting the Denver Broncos to win that game. Because one guy said that what they did Sunday is a disgrace to the America. Man, to lose by 70 taps.
It's 70 an American points. Disgrace.
Well,
Denver is an American disgrace.
Everybody was saying it was an American disgrace.
I'm the all-American American, and I'm going to stick by America and say that America's behind the Bears, and I'm an all-American American. And the Broncos, then the Broncos are going to ride off into the sunset with a victory on Sunday. Put me down for the Broncos.
Well, we're not that at the game yet. Let's start at Thursday. What do we got?
The Thursday game. Let's do that. Thursday game, week 4. The Detroit Lions against the Green Bay Packers. And
I
picked the Lions.
What's the record? What's their records? And what's the point spread?
Point spread is Lions favored by 1.5 points.
Oh, shit. And what's the record of the Lions? And
both the Lions and the Packers. Keep in mind, guys, this is a rivalry, you know.
Yes.
Are they both one and two? What's the record?
They're both two and one.
And I'm picking Detroit.
And the Lions won the last game. Where are they playing?
They're playing at Green Bay.
The Lions won the last game. The Green Bay, did they lose last or win? Green Bay lost, right?
They won the game.
No, they had a good win. They had a thrilling
Jordan
win.
Jordan Love pulled out the game at the end.
Thrilling win at home. Put me down for Green Bay.
Hollywood has got Green Bay. What about you, Chuck?
Man, as much as I'd like to go to the Lions, go with the Lions, I'm going to have to go Green Bay on this simply because they are at home.
And momentum.
I mean, Jordan Love, momentum, yes. So, Jordan Love carries that momentum over.
I think the Lions lost their last game. I'm not sure if they did. Did they lose? I don't know. Or did they win the Lions?
If they lost, whatever it is, I don't think that
but
the Green
I like
Bay is going to lose.
I like their quarterback, and they're very competitive.
The Lions won against the Falcons, who were undefeated in week three.
Well, I
they
know one thing.
26.
The Lions are favored by a point and a half. That's not
Green Bay. So are you taking Lions then?
Hollywood took Packers. Chuck took Packers. Next game. Monday game.
I will not be watching this game because tomorrow night I will be attending Guns N' Roses.
That's great. I love them, man, when they're playing right. Yep, Guns N' Roses. Slash is the guitarist?
Yeah, he's great.
Because sometimes he has...
Hopefully they're still clean, you know.
Yeah, and...
Yeah.
They had a scene when they were on the road, that group. Axel's voice is shot. He can't sing like he used to, you know?
I mean,
nobody can. How can?
2 years ago, he was still pretty good.
The guy is, what is he, 60 years old or something like that?
They have to change the way they
He has to wear hats because his hair is not like it was before either. Who knows? But I love their guitarist. I love their music. That's all. Anyway, let's go with the Kansas City Chiefs against the Jets. And it's at the Jets. Kansas City
Chiefs are nine and a half favorites.
The Chiefs?
The Chiefs?
I'm taking the Chiefs, of course. I'd be stupid not to take them.
Man, you're not going to take the Jets. There's no way in hell the Jets are going to win this game.
I'll go with you. I agree.
Jets all the way. As much as I would like the Jets to beat the shit out of the Chiefs, or just even barely beat them, it's just not going to happen.
I got to go with the Chiefs. Even though it's at New Jersey, it don't matter. It doesn't matter.
No.
It's going to be perfect football weather. It's going to be crisp. About 60, 63, 60. It's going to be nice there, man. And Chiefs are going to do a number on
them. Who do the Jets have now as quarterback? Trevor Siemian? They signed him. He's the new quarterback.
He's on the practice squad because he has to get
in shape. They say they're sticking with Zach Wilson.
Even though they recently signed Trevor Siemian. And their backup, the coach said, that he's going to let Zach Wilson play, and if he screws up, the backup will come in. He's going to pull him out of the game, I bet you. He ain't going to leave him in there and let the score get run up, no way.
I don't think this is one the Jets win, though. It might be close, but Mahomes is going to pull it out of his ass if that's the case.
Jacksonville Jaguars. Against the Falcons.
I take Falcons. Give me Falcons.
Jaguars 3 points favorite. Long hair
Falcons.
Against the Falcons. I like the Falcons too.
Falcons are going to win the Super Bowl this year. Mark that. Falcons.
Falcons have a good team, and I'll tell you, last year I would have picked the Jaguars. Chuck. Who do you like in that?
Man, I want to pick the Jaguars.
Jaguars are favored by 3 points, and The Falcons are at home.
At home, that's it. There you go.
It's Falcons at Jaguars. It's Falcons at Jaguars.
It's Falcons.
At 8:30 in the morning. Oh, wait a minute. Are they playing this game somewhere across the country or something?
Right. There's a star in front of that game. They must be playing. Where did it would say that?
Are they playing it in fucking in across the pond or something?
Right. Or England.
That's
the
England game.
Oh, so that's going to be. So they love football over there. And it's like
I still say Falcons. Come on, baby.
Yeah, Falcons for me, Falcons for you. And Chuck is on the fence, not going
with the Jags, baby. I'm going
you
with
take
the Jags. Yeah, I'm going against long hair. I mean, with long hair.
With long hair. Last year, everybody was saying great. I think the team he has around him is not like, you know. Anyway. The Bills, Buffalo Bills against the Dolphins. Bills 2.5. Bills are favored 2.5 points over the Dolphins.
Where are they?
Bills
at
home. Bills
home.
At home.
Bills. Dolphins lose. Bills. Dolphins lose. They don't. The Bills. Dolphins lose.
Oh yeah, man.
Man,
yeah,
they only won by 50 points. They only won their last game by 50 points.
I'm going to ride the Dolphins train this time.
Ride on that dolphin at SeaWorld. Ride on Shamu. Shamu, get a ride. Let's ride.
You like
you know,
the Bills,
big girls
right?
need love, too, right? Big girls need love, too.
Who picked the Bills? You did.
Fuck Shamu.
I'm picking the Bills.
The Bills are going to put a stop to the fucking Dolphins' undefeated streak. Put me down.
Right.
They're going to shit hold the fucking
still
Dolphins.
Allen had a great game.
Falcons are still undefeated after week four. That's my prediction.
Chuck picked the Bills also, right?
Yeah, and you picked the Dolphins.
All right, I picked the Dolphins. Oh, boy.
I saw
a lot of that game with the Dolphins. They showed it back and forth. And I'll tell you, man.
It's the humidity, though. If Buffalo went down there and it was humid, I'd say the Miami all the way. But have you ever tried to do anything in 100% humidity?
Buffalo at the end of September.
And if you're not used to that.
It's a little cool. They're up in the mountains over there, man.
Right. Buffalo's used to that. Buffalo
yep.
That's why. I agree with Chuck. They're going to stop. The Dolphins
but it's
undefeated.
Not snowing
Dolphins
in Buffalo
be...
yet. It's
they're
like
gonna stop a new
whatever.
Shit
the,
it's
you
the
take away the whole
now.
View.
The people are looking at the leaves, and it's like it's right now in New York and Buffalo. It's like 60, 63,
it's
and
beautiful.
And that's what's gonna be about 58, 61 or something, and game time. But if there's a lot of wind, it's hard to kick field goals. I don't know. Dolphins are going to have it tough, but I like the Dolphins. You guys like the Bills. And here we go with the game of the two worst teams. The Broncos against the Bears. The Broncos are 3.5-point favorites. And I'm going with the Broncos. They got to win, man. They got to. They do. They really do. Cut the bullshit. Beat this team.
All right, let me... No, Chuck, you get yours first, and then I'll give you my opinion on this.
Fuck it. I'm going with the Bears.
Oh, man. Really?
No, really.
I can't
do that. I got to go with the point, man. The Broncos, you're right. You're absolutely right.
You
gotta
got to take the Broncos. You took the Broncos. I took the Broncos.
Yeah, put me down for the Broncos.
And I guess Hollywood takes the
Chuck
Broncos.
Chuck is going... No, don't guess anything. The refs are playing the Broncos. Listen. The refs all season have been playing the Broncos tight, right? They've been calling it very tight on the Broncos. And it is not a home game, right? It's in Chicago.
It's at the Chicago Bears. But it's
Chicago.
Far
and the defense... is trying to make a point to get rid of Vance Joseph. I take the Bears, mark me down, Broncos
and
lose.
The weather's been
and
nice in Chicago.
I take the Bears. Give me the Bears. I take the Bears.
You take the
I do
Bears.
Not take the Broncos.
Watch,
I don't want you to
Bears
make that same mistake as Lance. Because last week I said the Dolphins, and everybody knows I said the Dolphins because I said the humidity would fuck it up, and you wrote down the
Broncos.
I think
Russell Wilson's
going to
have a great game. And
don't assume for me. Bullshit. They're going to have a tongue fucking a tank. You in put me down for the Bears.
Broncos lose. 0-4.
Falcons win. Broncos lose.
You're going against your team?
He's going against his
team. I went against my team last week, and I'm going against them again.
That's
they're not going to win because the refs always play
everybody,
it tight.
Everybody, they said it. Everybody is pulling for Denver to win against the Bears because it would.
Yeah, and I want to win this game that we have, so I want to, since I'm right, I want point. You guys
Cleveland, you guys can dream all you want.
You can dream all you want, but let me tell you something. The defense,
I think the Broncos are going to kick ass. That's my opinion. I hope so. Shit.
The Bears, I should go and bet that right now. I should go bet the Bears. That's a bet. That would be my bet.
The Cleveland Browns are playing the Ravens, and the Cleveland Browns are 2.5-point favorites over the Ravens.
Browns are undefeated. The Ravens, are the Ravens undefeated as well?
No, they're both 2-1, bro. They're both 2-1.
And
they're both 2-1.
Yeah, they're both 2-1.
Where are they playing?
That's
where are they playing?
Playing at the
The Browns. And listen, Odell Beckham is out, right? Is he coming back?
Didn't the Browns just win though? Didn't the Browns just win big?
Yes, they did. They both won.
That's
both
why it's only
No, the Ravens lost. I take that back. The Ravens lost their game, and the Browns won their game.
Right.
I'm taking the Ravens to win
game.
Against the Browns at fucking Cleveland.
The
Put
Ravens
me down for the Ravens.
Lost on a field goal late. I think it was overtime or something. I'm not sure. Right?
So who's going to be missing from the – who's missing? Who's missing
I'm
from that game?
I'm taking the Ravens in that game. I'm shooting, but – who's the quarterback?
Ravens
on
Ravens away. Ravens away at Cleveland with a big win.
Browns are at home. Browns are at home.
Right.
Who's the quarterback on the Browns?
Deshaun Watson.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one.
Right. This is a tough game. I always play. I always go with the Browns
for
him. But you know what? That's like two quarterbacks are going to, like, really have it out, you know?
Is anybody missing? You said somebody was missing from the who is missing. Who's going to be out?
Ravens had Odell Beckham. He had a sprained ankle, and he sat out this last week. I wonder
if he's
going to play.
So he's not going to play? If he's not playing, put me down for whatever team. Put me down for the Browns, then. If Odell Beckham is not playing, I'll take
the
Browns
at
home.
I just changed.
Put me the Browns at home.
I didn't mind my pick. Now I'll pick the Browns. That's
if
it.
That is that I'm that's my bet or
you,
that's my thing. But if Odell Beckham does play, then the Ravens will probably win. But I'm gonna pick the Browns. I gotta pick the Browns.
What about you, Chuck?
Man.
That's a tough game, man.
It's tough, right?
I think I'm going to switch up to the Browns, man.
All right. You want the Browns?
I had originally said Ravens, but I'm going Browns.
Of course, I remember the game.
We can talk it through. You can talk it through, and you can see that that's why they're calling it
What's
so close.
What's his name,
the
quarterback
point?
On the Ravens again? Oh, I keep forgetting them.
Who's favored to win?
It's 2.5. It's Browns by 2.5.
That's
home.
A field goal. That's a toss-up. That's a fucking toss-up game. And I say they're at home. They're the Browns, and you're missing the other guy on the team. You got to give it to the Browns at home, baby. Not that I want them to win, but they got to.
So
that's why I said Browns.
We all have the Browns. All right. We go to the Bengals against the Titans. Bengals are 2.5-point favorite.
Ooh.
Titans are at
another
home.
Shitty toss-up. Another toss-up, man.
That's
both teams are 1-2, and the game is at Tennessee.
Yeah, and that's what's his name, the quarterback on Tennessee. tore the back on Tennessee.
Is it still Ryan Tannehill?
No, is it Tannehill or the, or what's his name? I forgot. I forgot the guy's name.
Who the fuck is quarterbacking for the...
I don't know. I can't think. I can't remember.
All right, I'm gonna take the Tennessee Titans because I feel like it.
All right, let's see. I take the Bengals.
I'm taking the Bengals, man.
All right.
Okay.
This one is one of those shitty ones.
You
take the Titans.
You never know.
Anthony,
I'll take the Titans because that's the first I heard Tennessee in my head. That's the only reason. This one, it's hard to predict this one because it's just there's no outliers. It isn't Tennessee, right? That's the only thing.
Look at this game, the Indianapolis Colts at home, 1-point favorite over the Rams.
Hey man, let me ask you. Did they take out Richardson? Is that what happened?
Richardson will be playing, I think, this weekend. Because he had a concussion.
Why did he go out of the game? Why was it Gardner Minshew? I didn't catch that.
Gardner Minshew started and played the whole game, I heard. No?
Oh, shit.
Because he was
Why? What was wrong with that
concussion
protocol?
Richardson. He's going to be back this weekend. And this is a tough game, too, man. It's only a 1-point favorite, Indianapolis.
I got to look into that. But I'm gonna
what are the records? What are the records of the two of them?
The Colts are 2-1.
What team is it?
What's the Colts record, Chuck?
Oh, Colts against the Rams. All right, here we go. Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Rams at Colts. All right, so the Rams are 1-2. The Colts are 2-1.
At Colts, anybody missing? Because if not, I'll take the Colts at home. I can see them getting 3-1.
For Colts. QB is in question.
Hollywood takes the Colts
in question. But if the quarterback is in question, then that's why.
Yeah, but you want to know something? It doesn't matter. The backup is a good quarterback. He won a game this past Sunday, and a lot of the sports.
They're at home. I'm going to take them because they're at home, and I think 3-1 is plausible. I think
Chuck
1-2. I think.
You know what, Chuck? You're taking the Rams.
No, I'm taking the Colts.
Right. What's his name? Is the quarterback of the Rams? The guy. What's his name? That quarterback that was. He
Michael
was the
Stafford?
Colts quarterback. A year or two ago.
Michael Stafford.
Yeah. Yep. That's the
Matthew
guy.
Stafford, I mean. Matthew,
that's why it's going to be one of those games where he's going to want to beat the Colts badly, you know? So that's going to be a good game, man. I hope we all...
So we all take the Colts. We all take the Colts.
Yep,
yeah, it's going to be... But again,
no.
it's one of those toss-up ones where...
Wait, we got to change
it. No. I'm switching it up.
You're switching to the Rams.
Fuck it. I'm picking the Rams.
Chuck is picking the Rams. Hold on. Okay, the change is in. And we go to the next game, New Orleans Saints against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the Saints are 3-point favorite at home.
At home.
Hmm.
Buccaneers won, right, last week?
Saints lost.
No, the Buccaneers, let's see, last week. Buccaneers lost to the Eagles, man.
Right.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And the Saints lost.
I'll take the Saints. They lost, but it's home.
Right.
This is
a home game, and I'm picking the Saints also.
Go with the spread. It's a field goal. They have to get a field goal plus. So I'll say the Saints.
I say the Saints. Chuck, what do you say?
Chucky.
I'm going Buccaneers, man. Put me down for the Buccaneers.
Take the Bucs. And their quarterback is who?
Their quarterback is Baker Mayfield.
Baker. And Baker's
former quarterback.
Who would have thought that this guy...
Good team.
Right, he's been playing good. Who would have thought? Everybody counted him out. And look at... And
yeah, they counted him out for, like, I don't know what kind of, it was just crazy the way they did him. It's almost like, it's almost like he got canceled or some kind of shit.
When he was on the Browns, that's what hurt him, man. Really.
The Browns can never have a good quarterback.
He used to throw interceptions, and that I think he's doing much better with that. Anyway,
Saints at home for me.
Yeah, you got the Saints, I got the Saints, Chuck has the Buccaneers, and we go to the next game, Philadelphia Eagles at home against the Commanders, giving 8.5 points to Eagles. Wow.
I would give them more. I say Eagles, go. Let's do it. At home, yeah, Eagles.
Oh, man.
Man, the Eagles at home against the fucking Redskins.
That's a lot of points to give the Commanders.
Redskins. The Redskins.
Go with the Eagles. You got to go with the Eagles.
I mean, I hate both teams, you know, but I got to pick one, and obviously I got to go with the points. Eagles are going to roll right through them fucking Redskins.
You can't bet. This one is one of those where I would recommend not betting against.
And they haven't been home. They've been on the road. Teams like that, they win when they come home. So.
And they won last game, right? They beat the whoever. Remember the Tampa Bay? Didn't they beat Tampa Bay?
Yeah, they're undefeated. They're going to continue that
undefeated
ride.
Undefeated at home. Oh,
here
no, and what are the Commanders? Oh, no. Oh, no, I may have to change. Oh, no. The Eagles are undefeated? Could it be that they lose
at home? They're at
home
against the Commanders.
Could it be a weird...
Oh, wait
a weird,
minute. Wait, I just got...
That makes me feel... It's a winged... It's a winged bird that wins the Super Bowl. Some winged bird. So it's either the Falcons or the Eagles. I'll keep with the Eagles. I can't go again.
And we'll go to the next game. Minnesota Vikings against Carolina Panthers. At the Panthers. Vikings favored by 3.5. Kirk Cousins is the quarterback of the Vikings. And who's the quarterback of the Panthers now?
That petite fella, Bryce Young from Alabama, the number one pick in
the
Super Bowl.
Right.
23. He's very petite. He's awfully petite.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins.
He's a petite fella.
Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback, but in tight spots, he throws interceptions, man. And
He's like that.
Right.
Minnesota, who are they playing?
Vikings against the Panthers. At the Carolina Panthers and Vikings.
Vikings, yes. Give me the Vikings.
Vikings.
I hear no. I hear the Panthers losing. At home, I feel they're going to lose.
You know something? Oh, boy.
Mark it down.
I'm picking Vikings. No. That's a head
The Vikings are gonna beat the.
All right, Chuck got the Vikings too. All right, we all did.
The Redskins.
Okay, the next game: the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Texans. Steelers favored by 3 at the Texans.
These games all suck. Why are these games like? Who made this? These games?
They got to play each other. They're in the same division. And
I know.
Well,
so where are they? Okay, who's playing who?
Chuck, where are they playing? Dallas?
They're playing at the Texans, man.
Where is the Texans stadium?
In Houston.
In Houston. All right. But they don't call them. They don't call them the Houston Texans?
What's the temperature? Is it hot?
Oh, it's hot as fuck, but they have an indoor stadium.
Yeah.
The fans don't want to sit in this fucking humidity.
And the Texans are at home in a dome stadium where it's always 72 degrees, and the Steelers are favorite.
Here's the thing, though. They are inducting J.J. Watt into their Ring of Honor.
Wow. Right. And his
and they're
brother,
playing against the Steelers, who his brother plays for.
Right. Oh, man.
And so the whole family's going to be there.
His brother's
going to
be there, too. And you know what? The Steelers are a good team. And I'm taking the Steelers.
Other, whoever the Steelers are playing is going to win. Who are they playing?
Texans.
Yeah, Texans are going to win. Mark me
you
down for them.
The
I do.
I'm going to have to go with Hollywood on this. I'm going to ride with the Texans on this one.
All right. Watch. Oh, wind up losing the game.
They're going to win it. They're going to win it for the older brother. They're going to win it for the older brother. They're
going to
be like, cause they don't want the little brother.
Okay. San Diego Chargers against the Raiders. Chargers are favored by 5.5
points.
Oh, my
God. God, it's a division rivalry. It's a at home. It's a division
I love
rivalry.
The Chargers.
Yeah, Chargers. I can't give me the Chargers.
Chargers.
I hate the Raiders. Fuck the Raiders.
Well, the Raiders quarterback, they
Jimmy
lost
Garoppolo.
The last, yeah, and he can have a good game or a crap game. So, you take the Chargers, Hollywood. I take them too. And Chuck, you take what?
I got to go with the kid, Justin Herbert. And the Raiders.
Yeah.
I mean, and the Chargers. I'm
I
sorry.
Love
and
that
the Chargers.
Guy, man. Great
even though they're 1-2, even though they're 1-2, I think they start straightening out the ship now
and
rather than later.
I remember him when
they're
he was
both 1-2. They're both 1-2. The Broncos, if they would have won, they would have been a tie for second place.
When
right
he
on his
college, way. Man, Justin Herbert, he was good. Oregon.
And so listen, the thing with this game. Still, even though, and it's going to be Las Vegas Raiders against Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, it's not San Diego no more, right?
Yeah, no.
Right.
Oh,
man, you know what? San Diego,
I take the Chargers.
That's weird. They have places they should play, and they take the team out, like Oakland.
Yeah.
Give me the Chargers.
They refuse to make them a stadium.
You got the Chargers.
There's going to be a huge – listen, the stadium, they're tearing down the Tropicana for the new baseball stadium. That's one thing that's going on in Vegas.
Yeah, but in California,
but people,
how many teams are in California? Just the 49ers?
There's
going to
be a lot of Raider fans come from Vegas. A lot of Raider fans come from Oakland. There's going to be it's going to be a big rivalry, but the Chargers are going to win. Mark me down.
Here we go. Chuck's
I'm
Cowboys.
The Chargers.
The next game, Chuck's Dallas Cowboys against England Patriots. Cowboys 7-point favorites. Cowboys at home.
Cowboys.
Yeah,
Texas,
the Cowboys are going to win this
week.
Game.
Yeah, it's
the
a Cowboys
Texas
week.
Cowboys.
Game. It's a Tech. They're going to come back from their humiliating defeat. Chuck, you should be humiliated.
That's what's going to happen. Because people have been ripping them, too, man. So you got the Cowboys, right? And Chuck, you got them, too, right? Yep,
of course. Oh, yeah.
Cowboy Nation.
You part of Cowboy
it's
Nation
all Texas.
Over there?
We all,
Texas
York.
Is going to...
We all took...
Blue. Texas is going to... Don't mess with Texas.
That's a commercial, right. Here we go. The 49ers against the Cardinals. And that's at the Cardinals. I think it's at the Cardinals. No, it's at the 49ers.
49ers.
Oh,
14-point favorites 49. Over the Cardinals.
They're
really? Really?
And the Cardinals just
be like
beat
a
Dallas.
21-point favorite.
Man, I can't believe it. They just won, man, the Cardinals. And now the 49ers.
That's great, but they're not going to beat the 49ers. No fucking way. I'm sorry. They're not going to. That sucks for them.
I'm taking the 49ers.
It's like the Broncos going against the 49ers next week. That'd be like.
I've been sticking with them since the first week. Who else is taking the 49ers?
Put me
everybody,
down for
Lou.
The 49ers.
Everybody.
Yeah, man.
Father. Everybody,
father.
Dad. We're unanimous. It's a unanimous decision.
Okay, it's unanimous. And the last game is from London, England. It's the Jaguars Falcons, but no, That's where we you want to know where that game was. There's a little thing here. It's from London, England. The game
It's from London, England. That's
Jaguars
where it's going to be at 8:30 in the morning.
That's probably going to be on at like 8 in the morning.
I said the Falcons.
Right, all right. Now the Monday night game. The Giants against the Seahawks. Giants.
You know what?
There's
probably going to be two Monday night games again, just like there was last week and the week before that.
At the Giants, that game is given 1.5. I wonder. I want them to beat Geno Smith bad. I take the Giants.
I think the Giants. Yes, I'll take the Giants
right.
too. I think they finally win
you
one.
Know what?
For the
I have a feeling.
The Gipper.
The Seahawks. Right, Chuck?
The Gipper.
I mean, I'd love to take the Seahawks, but I think the Giants are going to win this game.
Right. Even though they're only 1.5 points.
Hungry at home. They need a win at home. The
yeah.
fans
yeah,
will be there.
They're definitely hungry, man.
Can you imagine
how much the media? Lou, how bad is the media tearing into the Giants right now?
Not that bad. It's the Jets that are getting the flack.
Oh, they're more concerned about Rodgers.
Right, because they're going to get their offensive lineman back and maybe even Shaquan.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the show, I'm going to go to the toilet and shake one. Yeah, I'm going to take one and then shake one off.
Shake one?
Shake
yeah.
one.
All right, so that's
shake
the
one.
Pick for week four. That's the week four handicapper.
Daniel Jones in the
Listen, I'm fully certain that a team with wings is going to win the Super Bowl. I don't know who it is.
So you're saying
I'm not going to reveal who I.
You got to see the teams.
Well, who do we think right now? Who before we go and anywhere we go,
with
let's
wings.
Talk about who
so
do we
means,
think is gonna has a good shot.
I say
Buffalo have wings.
Nah, Buffalo. That's I think it's
question.
Either Philadelphia, Kansas
do
City.
Do Buffaloes have wings?
They do. They do. Some of them, the Buffalo Wings. So that could
Wait,
be.
Wait, I
that
think
could
Kansas
be a thing.
City has wings, don't they?
Buffaloes have
the
wings.
Chiefs don't have wings.
They
Chiefs,
don't have wings.
Chiefs have feathers.
They
Chiefs
have
feathers.
Who could be the long shot to win the Super Bowl? Like the
long
Dark
shot
Wars.
To win the Super Bowl would be the Chargers.
I say
they
Falcons.
Have to write that wrong. People want that, coach fired already.
Yeah.
Falcons are good. The 49ers are good. You got the Buccaneers are not. The Dolphins are good. So they're even though they're going to lose.
The Falcons are good. That's what
Falcons,
I want to know.
Because
where are
you? Because they're
4-0.
They're
going to
be 4-0.
They're not
4-0.
They're 2-1.
They're 3-0.
One team is going to catch fire, and I
They're
wonder.
3-0. Who's 3-0?
3-0.
It isn't the Falcons. The Falcons
3-0
are
2-1. Philadelphia's 3-0.
3-0 is the Philadelphia Eagles.
And
yeah. So
the
Falcons
the
are going to win.
The undefeated teams. There's two, 49ers and the Eagles.
I mean, I don't
That's
know,
right.
guys.
The Falcons
I'm
are
rooting
gonna,
for
the
Kansas
Falcons
City.
Gonna,
I'd like to see, what's his name, get 2 in a row. The quarterback on Kansas City. He's going for 2 Super Bowls. Not, I don't think anybody ever did that, did they? Back-to-back Super Bowls. Did Brady do it?
The Cowboys did it, man.
Who?
They were probably the last ones to do it, and that was in the 90s.
Who was it?
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys
they might have
did
been
it.
The last team to win back-to-back. That
they
was in the 90s.
That is so hard to do, man. Woo!
It is hard to do.
That's right. And this kid could do it, man, in Kansas City.
No.
We'll see. Unless the Eagles are so pissed off that they want to come and win it, because they felt they should have won it last year, right?
So, it's the end of the show, right?
Not yet, almost.
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 Yeah.
But who do you have for the Super Bowl? I would say the 49ers and the Dolphins. Are they in the same division or 49ers?
Dolphins
and
no, they're not. They're not. The Dolphins
are definitely
AFC. 49ers are NFC.
I would definitely say the 49ers have a really good shot.
49ers
and I would also
say Kansas City, I say.
And I would say the Falcons as the dark horse. The Falcons are dark horse because I keep hearing Falcon. But it could be Raven. It could be Eagle. I just see wings. I just see, you know. It's definitely not the Redskins.
No, who has wings? Minnesota Vikings.
The Cowboys are going to win the fucking Super Bowl. And my dark horse is also the Dallas Cowboys.
You just think the Cowboys are going to win?
Yeah, the Cowboys are going to win because I'm from fucking Texas.
There's a load of people in New York that like Dallas. They have a lot of fans, man. I noticed
that. There you go. They're in Dallas. They're in New York, too. We're everywhere.
The people.
Hell, we're even in Denver.
When somebody calls the radio.
Yeah, I hate the people who are from Texas who are driving.
That's what they do.
You just hate us.
As soon as somebody
I do.
Calls
it's like you're so slow and fucking off.
Texas, somebody else will call and rip.
I hate them.
So
oh,
fucking,
yeah,
okay,
I
want so,
to tell you guys, what, my first NFL football game, I only went to one in my whole life. The church took us, me and my brother and a bunch of other guys, like the Catholic Church, took us to Yankee Stadium. We saw the New York Giants play the Cleveland Browns. And
them.
It was like we were young,
them.
Like 8 years old. And it's unbelievable, man. Football was different then, but it's weird.
Oh, yeah. Back then you could hit the quarterback.
Yeah. Yep.
You could touch him.
They used to do things, dirty plays, man, ball shots and everything, yep.
As a matter of fact, they
were talking about that. Some guy did that Sunday. I forgot what game it was. Someone slapped another player in the nuts with the back of his hand. And then he's the other guy holding his balls, man.
Damn, I didn't see any of that shit. Damn
no,
it, where the
well,
fuck
McAfee,
are
you know what they do? They take film clips of every game, and they look for every little thing. And it shows it. The guy with his hand over his balls, and one guy says, did he hit the nuts, or did he hit the shaft? But they do that sometimes when the referee ain't looking, man. Bang.
Just a nice ball, just a slap in the nuts. Just a little back with the back of the knuckle.
Yep. And that's what they used to do years ago. It was so dirty that they used to allow the tackle.
Well, you got to wash your hands if it's going to be so dirty.
They used to get knee injuries, like, because the tackle. They used to use the helmet and all that stuff. Players used to get hurt bad years ago. Yep.
Well, it's good. At least they don't now. I mean,
I wish
joke
everybody would get real grass. That's it. I have real grass.
We talk about it, but nobody wants to see anybody hurt. Nobody wants to see.
That's right.
And even though they say that there's the same amount of injuries, whatever, real grass,
real grass,
you know,
when you fall on real, the dirt is there to like. And you see that stuff with the artificial turf, that black stuff puffs up. Man alive.
You
a lot
me,
of
didn't
players.
You say last week it was like pieces of tire?
Yeah, that's what someone said, that it's ground-up tires. They put under the – I'm not sure, but you see
yeah, I know,
the players,
man. The Cowboys
like,
need to get rid of that field. They have such a beautiful stadium, and they got that shitty-ass fucking grass, or not even grass.
The NFL
carpet.
Wants all the
it
teams
like
to have real
carpet.
Grass. Really.
Yeah, they need to get rid of that shit.
Right. If you have good, like, feel, like, people that work for you in the stadium, if you got a good crew, they cover the field, and they protect it. Look at in England. Their grass fields with the soccer are unbelievably beautiful, like, and they take care of it. They don't have artificial.
They don't have artificial.
Jar that's really beautiful.
They got soccer cleats, and the soccer cleats have like they have under the shoe. They have like these inch or a little less than an inch, about 7 or 8 on each foot, and that doesn't tear up the grass in England. So, you know.
And it's not they don't use artificial. That's the key.
Nope,
they
never
do,
have artificial. Never.
You know what tears up grass? These fingers. These fingers tear up grass.
And
yeah,
then you put it in
your
the
hand
pot.
Could tear
yeah,
it up.
Tear up beautiful grass.
Yeah.
Look yeah,
at Denver.
Yeah.
Denver's grass is beautiful. They showed it. With
yeah, our grass, we have the best grass.
You got the best
our grass is so smokable. We have the best grass.
No, really, their field is nice.
Yeah,
they have people
the
that cover
nice.
It when it rains and snows. You can't, you got to cover the field when it snows, man. Look at Green Bay. They got heating pipes under the field. In
I like pipes
cream.
With my grass as well. I like heating pipes underneath the grass. Don't you heat
it? Yeah, right. You got heating pipes under your grass. Yeah.
So, we got to close out the week, guys, with that.
Yeah, we're having too much
close
fun.
It out, man.
Yep.
So,
we'll see each other next week with our picks. I have a good time on this. It's really cool.
Me too. So
I want to see who wins this thing at the end of the year, after the 17th game.
For the United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood Tony P, and his father, Lou from Brooklyn. This is Chucky Pigskin signing off from Pigskin Nation, only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.